Hello, I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a lot of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. It's Easter weekend, so, as you might expect, it's lashing down with rain, it's freezing cold, and all the little lambs are running and hiding under their mothers. It's proper taters, as we say up here. But I've got loads of great stuff to keep you all warm, kicking off with a track from Bon de Barras. The band Bon de Barras are Quebecois, French-Canadian. The expression Bon de Barras means, apparently, good riddance to bad rubbish. And the track I'm going to play you is called Oyele, which apparently means, oh, size, according to the translator I've been using. I've probably got all that wrong, but what I haven't got wrong is that this is a cracking track.
Avant si je serais bien plus beau, mais je serais devenu paresseux. Hey! Prisonnier derrière les barreaux de ton lit, rendu là pu plus mentir, les bouts de mon corps ont tout traité. En rude, si je vois te faire dans ces minettes, pour la balance de ma vie à giguer, on va faire des petits. Tu me fais faire la gigue, tu me fais faire la gigue, tu me fais faire la gigue. Oh, Utijoual, peux pas calmer tes élans. Dans le tapis, je vois une usine à faire des petits. Là, je vois pas que ça te fait content. Faut faire le pain avec eux. T'as pas l'air attiré à plein. Y'a pas d'enfant à espérer. Toi et moi, dans ton petit bled, vivre d'amour et d'eau tiède. Au carrefour du désir, y'a une piste à chaque cueillir. Oublie le labour d'automne, c'est juste pour avoir du fun. Pour mignonne, c'est tentant. Pour une danse d'accouplement, si tu préfères la gigue. Tu me fais faire la gigue, tu me fais faire la gigue, tu me fais faire la Je suis de bord à crevaison. Le fait dodo est dans ma chambre. Ma stress et les jarrets. Je vais commencer ma chanson. Avec des balles à cachées. Oh yeah, la belle. Fais une tête dans mon petit bled. Y'a plus de lapin à nourrir. Après l'amour a plus fini. Je suis parti sur le petit galop. À espérer tes désirs. On va danser pour tes gombos. Le samedi soir au fait dodo. Tu me fais faire la gigue, tu me fais faire la gigue, tu me fais faire la gigue, tu me fais faire la
Well, the harmonica player was the last man standing. What more can you say? Oyal from the band Bon de Barras, and that's from their album Errance. I believe they've got a new album out. I'm going to contact them on Tinterweb and see if they'll send me a copy over from Quebec and play you a little bit more of that band, because I think they're somewhat delightful. Now here's a little rave from the grave, a whisper from the pages of history. Let me just say, Hunter Musket, and see what that means to some of you listening. Well, to anybody of a certain age, it will remind you of a band that played around the folk clubs and colleges of these islands in the 60s and 70s, mixing their own original songs with acoustic folk and blues. What I do remember is that unusually, for the time, they had their own PA system and also played electric instruments, which was almost forbidden in some folk clubs. Anyway, after years in the wilderness, Hunter Musket have gone back into the studios to record a new album called Unafraid and Sober. And from it, this is one of their own songs about the trials of British soldiery during the Napoleonic Wars. This is The Fields of France.
Toes just tapping, a kicking legs high with the straight hands clapping, catching all the rhythms of a cloud of drums. But the only beat timing was her fingers and her thumbs. With a click of her heels and her hair thrown aside, she coiled like a spring and sprang high and wide-eyed, hitting the floor like a gunfire crack, floating in the rhythm forwards and back. Now I enjoy your dancing like anyone, but watching her moving seemed a lot more fun. Could follow her moves, I would jump right in, but I got two left feet and I've been drinking some tea. With the wolves at the door, the thin red line in Napoleon's war, out on the field at the break of day, dancing to the tune that the pipers play. Well, we march in time, though the noise makes us tire, we'll make it further through the smoke and the fire. While I remember that dancer so fine, my legs keep moving in the company line. We all came here with our heads held high, the shilling of the king and a willing to die. Dancing lady is still in my dream. Dreams come true, this is Waterloo. Still in my mind, come with me, step with me this time. Well, dance me boys, do a little jig, the world is waiting for a new set of orders. Dance me boys, take a little swig from the flagon that is filling with a new world order. Dance me boys, back across the sea, remember the price of the victory. Come me boys, let's do a little dance for the boys we left in the fields of France.
Well, long time away and good to have them back. Hunter Musket there from their album Unafraid and Sober, which has got to be one of the best album titles of recent years, and the song was called The Fields of France. Good stuff. Now, Steve and Debs Breer emailed to say, Mike, we're cycling in San Antonio, Texas, a long way from England. Please dedicate a song to us next show. The Manchester Rambler? Well, I've dug out the definitive version of the Manchester Rambler from Ewan McColl. Ewan McColl, not many people know this, but he was actually the press officer on the Kinder mass trespass when all those young men and women from Lancashire and Yorkshire marched onto a mountain called Kinder Scout on the 24th of April 1932. And some of them were arrested for walking on land which had once belonged to all the people of these islands. Five of them went to Leicester Jail for 6 months apiece for walking on what had once been common land. Well, like I say, Ewan McColl was press officer on that march, and he went on to write this song, which became the anthem of walkers and ramblers everywhere. The Manchester Rambler.
I've been over Snowdon, I've slept up on Croydon, I've camped by the Wainstones as well. I've sunbathed on Kinder, been burned to a cinder, and many more things I can tell. My rucksack has oft been my pillow, the heather has oft been my bed, and sooner than far from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Heartmoland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. The day was just ending and I was descending down Grinsbrook just by Upper Tor, when a voice cried, hey you, in the waykeepers do, heed the worst face that ever I saw. The things that he said were unpleasant, in the teeth of his fury I said, sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Heartmoland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. He called me a louse and said, think of the grouse. Well, I thought, but I still couldn't see why old Kinder Scout and the moors round about couldn't take both the poor grouse and me. He said, all this land is my master's. At that I stood shaking me head. No man has the right to own mountains any more than the deep ocean bend. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Heartmoland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. I once loved a maid, a spot welder by trade. She was fair as the rowan in bloom, and the blue of her eye matched the June moorland sky, and I wooed her from April till June. On the day that we should have been married, I went for a ramble instead. For sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Heartmoland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. So I'll walk where I will, over mountain and hill, and I'll lie where the bracken is deep. I belong to the mountains, the clear running fountains, where the grey rocks rise rugged and steep. I've seen the white hare in the gullies, and the curlew fly high overhead. And sooner than far from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the hard Mullan way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday.
Manchester Rambler, Ewan McColl, from his album Black and White. Now, I'm going to have to wing this next link because I know very, very little about the band. They're called Cordeen, and I was contacted by Benny McCarthy, an old mate of mine, great melodeon player, one of the founder members of that wonderful band, Danu. Well, he's got together with three other melodeon players and produced an album called Musical Bridge, and all I've got so far is a download of the album, so I've got no sleeve notes. I can't tell you who the other members of the band are. So, from Benny McCarthy and three melodeon-playing mates, here's a great set of tunes. Slide Do Quivine, Young Thing, and King of Kerry. And if your feet don't start thumping the floor to this, there's summat up with you. Thank you. Delicious. What lovely playing. Great stuff. That was Slide Do Quiveen, Kevin's Slide, The Young Thing and King of Kerry. Set of slides there from the new album by Cordine called Musical Bridge. And as soon as I get my hands on the sleeve notes, I'll tell you a little bit more about the band. Now, I've recently discovered the singer-songwriter Malcolm Holcomb, who comes from Asheville, North Carolina. You might remember me playing that wonderful song of his about Barry Manchester, in which he ripped the black pudding capital of the world to pieces. Well, on the album sleeve notes, it said that Mike McGoldrick was playing low D whistle and William Pipes while I found the track. The words are a little difficult to understand, but stick with it because it's a fine, fine song. It's Malcolm Holcomb from his album Pretty Little Troubles with the Eyes of Josephine.
Belfast, Mercy, Eyes of Josephine. An Irish girl forever curls around your heart of glass. Shattered blowing into town, shattered going back. The night shift calls your council, the pits for your pockets. Oh, the wretched poor, the poison blood, the government, the hospital. They snitch and laugh and never smile, straight jackets from the crooked mile. A pirate chew in Belfast burns the eyes of Josephine. Yeah, an Irish girl forever curls around your heart. Stagger to your eyes, the feet of Mama Troll at night. We locked you up and shut the door, your brains scattered on the floor. Quick to turn the hollow spurs, a gaping hole of lonesome. A pound or two in Belfast burns your eyes. Fast burns the eyes of Josephine. An Irish girl forever curls around your heart of glass. Darkness breaks the northern lights and rhapsody is killing. The bread and bags and blessed to be burns the eyes of Joseph.
Tom Waits meets Brendan Behan, that's all I can say. And next time I see Mike McGoldrick in Manchester, I'm going to ask him what the words mean. I do like the song, though. That was The Eyes of Josephine, Malcolm Holcomb, from his latest album, Pretty Little Troubles. And I've just got a stack of Malcolm Holcomb's back catalogue. And I'll play you tracks from those as the weeks go by. Now, Matthew Byrne comes from Newfoundland. I played a track of his way back, and I really like him. He's a very, very direct singer, got a great voice, but there's nothing that gets in the way of the song. There's no artifice. It's just I use the expression a lot, I know, but it is three chords and the truth, which is the essence of great music. This next song from him is called What Fortunes Guide a Sailor, written by an artist and whistle player called Gina Dunlap, who took the well-known song How Can I Keep From Singing and wrote a whole new set of verses on the theme of whaling. The result, I think, is a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, let's see what you think.
We're bound away upon the tide to leave our friends behind us, haul anchor chains and slip away to break the ties that bind us. Fast on the breeze to the northern seas, what fortunes guide a sailor? To earn a share of oil and gold is a hard life for a whaler. Through many dangers unforeseen and bitter storms to try us, cold icy winds and towering waves and the faintest star to guide us. And darkening skies around us close, 'neath Greenland's cliffs forsaken, 10,000 miles away from home and a heart that's nearly breaking. Fast on the breeze to the northern seas, what fortunes guide a sailor? Earn a share of oil and bone is a hard life for a whaler. And when at last we hear the cry, and all in wild commotion, the cutting blast and down she dives in the dreary troubled ocean. When the whale has breathed her last, and seabirds left to grieve her, we'll hoist our sails and steer for home, for it's time for us to leave her. Fast on the breeze to the northern seas, what fortunes guide a sailor? For to earn a share of oil and bone is a hard life for a whaler.
Fortune's Guide a Sailor, Matthew Byrne, from his album Hearts and Heroes. I'm going to play you another track from Daphne's Flight's new album, but before I do, I want to read you this. Daphne's Flight, as many of you know, is Chris Weil, Melanie Harold, Julie Matthews, Helen Watson and Christine Collister, five of our finest singers and songwriters. They got together at Cambridge Folk Festival a few years back and discovered that they enjoyed singing together, and they formed the group Daphne's Flight, which made a couple of successful albums, and then they got back together again recently and made another album, which I'm sure is going to be every bit as successful because it is a cracker. Let me just read you this, though, because I wondered, what does Daphne's Flight mean? Daphne was the daughter of Gaia, the goddess of the earth, a strong, athletic, independent and beautiful naiad, or river sprite, who lived in a forest in harmony with the natural world around her. Apollo heard of Daphne's great beauty and athleticism and went to see her for himself. On sight he fell madly in love with her, but she was repelled by his attentions, being happy in her freedom. so she ran from the great god, and he pursued her all the more, hence Daphne's flight. So Chris Weil, Melanie Harrell, Julie Matthews, Helen Watson and Christine Collister are all running away from the great god Apollo, and doing it with great style, I may say. This is their version of the Elvis Costello song Shipbuilding, which, as many of you know, he wrote at the time of the Falklands War, when Margaret Thatcher was Emperor of England. This is a great song, and Daphne's Flight do it more than justice.
Just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building. With all the will in the world, when we could be diving for pearls. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. A telegram or a picture postcard. Within weeks they'll be reopening the shipyard and notifying the next of kin. Once again, it's all we're skilled in. Will be shipbuilding. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life. When we could be
shipbuilding. Great version of the Elvis Costello song there from Daphne's Flight, their new album Knows Time, Knows Change. Now, for the last few weeks, I've been doing a supplement in the middle of the show in which I celebrate the work of an independent folk label. And this week is the turn of Folkways Records. Founded in 1948 by Moses Ash, Folkways produced 2,168 titles. They included traditional and contemporary music from all over the world, the spoken word in many languages, and documentary recordings of people, their communities, and current events. It grew to be one of the largest and most influential record companies in the world. and Folkways records were acquired by the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. in 1987, and every recording they ever made is kept in print. That was part of the agreement, that Smithsonian could have the entire Folkways catalogue, but they had to keep it in print. And they have done. To kick off this tribute, here's Snooks Eaglin, who once described himself as a human jukebox because his repertoire included some 2,500 songs. He was also described as the New Orleans street singer. Here is Snooks with Rock Island Line.
Got a Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Got a Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Got a Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. But if you want, I want to get your ticket at the station. Got the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. Come on, baby, let's ride with me. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a mighty good road. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a road to ride. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a mighty good road. Well, if you want, I want to get your ticket at the station. Got the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. Come on, baby, let's ride with me. Come on, baby, and ride with me. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a mighty good road. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a road to ride. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a mighty good road. Well, if you want to get your ticket at the station, you got the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. Come on, baby, and ride with me. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a mighty good road. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a road to ride. Got a Rock Island Line, this is a mighty good road. Well, if you want, I want to get your ticket at the station. You got the Rock Island Line.
Rock Island Line, Snooks Eaglin, from the album Classic Folk Songs for Kids from Smithsonian Folkways. Folkways was very much a left-wing label, obviously, because most of the folk songs of the time, in fact, most folk songs today, come from the left wing. They are, after all, the songs of the people, the songs of the peasant poets. Artists who appeared on Folkways included Lead Belly, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Doc Watson, Gene Ritchie, Peggy Seeger, Dave Van Ronk, Phil Oakes, Big Bill Brunsey, Lightning Hopkins, and this man, John Fromer, folk singer and songwriter who wrote the classic Labour song, We Do the Work.
We plant the food, we drive the cab, we load the ship, we run the lab, we build the bridges, we fly the plane, we do the work, this is our day, we do the work, boom, boom, we do the work, boom, boom. We do the work, this is our day. We type the page, we clean the street, we sew the clothes, we change the sheets, we sell the goods, yes we do, we lay the stone.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
This is our land.
We do the work. John Fromer and Chorus from the album Classic Labour Songs on the Folkways label. Folkways were never in the background when it came to women's rights as well, and Union Maid is a union song with lyrics that were written by Woody Guthrie in response to a request for a union song from a women's point of view. The tune many of you will recognise as the 1907 standard Red Wing, which was written by a man called Kerry Mills, apparently, but Woody Guthrie was never one to worry about where he got his tunes from, as long as the words were right.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and the gates and the company pigs and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when the meeting it was called, and when those company boys came round, she always stood her ground.
No, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union.
I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I
from me. Find you a man who's a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Oh, married life ain't hard if you got a union card. A union man leads a happy life if you got a union wife.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. We modern union maids are also not walk the line, leave jobs behind, and we're not just the ladies, hey. We'll fight for equal pay, and we will have our say. We're workers too, the same as you, and fight the union way. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Hey!
Love the klezmer style ending to that. It's great stuff. That was Union Maid, the New Harmony Sisterhood Band from the album Classic Labour Songs. The New Harmony Sisterhood Band, formed in the mid-70s from students at Goddard Cambridge Graduate School for Social Change. And the women in the band used lots of different folk idioms and styles and used the women's liberation movement for inspiration. A great inspiration to me when I was starting out in the folk world was Sonny Terry, arguably the world's greatest blues harmonica player. I certainly think in terms of country blues, as against the Chicago amplified blues style, Sonny Terry is the man. On the album Classic Harmonica Blues from Smithsonian Folkways, Sonny Terry plays a fantastic version of Crow Jane Blues. Just listen to this. The harmonica style, the note bending, the chugging, the choking, the hand slaps, all part of Sonny Terry's really distinctive blues harp style.
Crow Jane Jane, cruel Jane, don't hold your head so high. You realize, baby, you're gonna lay down and die. I done told you, baby, and I ain't gonna tell you no more. If I tell you again, I'm gonna grab my 44. I feel like snapping my pistol in your face. Some lonely graveyard be your resting place. I love you, cruel Jane, and I ain't gonna tell no lie. If today you quit me, that's the day you die.
Time I listen to that man playing, I learn something new. Sonny Terry from the album Classic Harmonica Blues with Crow Jane Blues. Another great traditional artist recorded by Mo Ash was Ola Bell Campbell. She was born in North Carolina and she was the fourth of 13 children. She learned to play clawhammer style banjo, which is a style of playing, well, it's hard to describe, but you don't play it like the normal bluegrass players, which is a sort of million notes a minute. It's more subtle than that. She was also a fine songwriter, and this perhaps is the best known of all her songs, High on a Mountain.
What you meant to me. I am the man. it used to be. High on the mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life had flown.
High on a Mountain, Ola Bell Reid from the album Classic Mountain Songs from Folkways. I'm going to play you two tracks back to back in a moment from Lead Belly and Woody Guthrie, two of the other artists on Folkways Smithsonian. But before I do that, I just want to read you this, which is a declaration of purpose from Mo Ash, the founder of Folkways Records. Quote, "My obligation is to see that Folkways remains a depository of the sounds and music of the world, and that these remain available to all. The real owners of Folkways Records are the people that perform and create what we have recorded, and not the people that issue and sell the product. Well, there's at least one record company I can think of in England that goes nowhere near following Mo Ash's concept of the people who made the records owning the rights to their records." Going to finish with Lead Belly, Bourgeois Blues, followed by Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land. You don't need anything more from me, because these are two of the greatest songs ever.
Listen, young people, listen to me. Don't try to buy no home down in Washington, D.C., because it's a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got a bourgeois blues on going on. Spreading it all around. Me and my sweet wife and Miss Barnacle run all over that town. Everywhere we go to people, they would turn us down. Lord, in a bushboard town. Ooh, it's a bushboard town. I got the bushboard blues, I'm gonna spread it. White folks in Washington, they know just how. Some of colored man a nickel just to see him by. Lord, in a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spread the news all around. No Negroes up there. He was a bourgeois man. Woo, living in a bourgeois town. I got a bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spreading it all around. This is the home of the brave, the land of the free. I don't want to be mistreated by no bourgeoisie. Lord, in a bourgeois town. Woo, it's a bourgeois town. I got a bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spread the news all around.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. when the sun comes shining. Then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, and the voice coming chanting. Fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. The song, I think, personally, should be the national anthem of America and this country and France and Sweden and Holland and Denmark and Germany and wherever. Woody Guthrie there from the Ash Recordings, Volume 1 to 4, on the Folkways label, and before that you heard Bourgeois Blues from Lead Belly, the Lead Belly Legacy, Volume 2. Bringing this small tribute to Folkways Records to a close. Next week there'll be another tribute to yet another fine little independent folk company. Don't forget to go to the website if you want any details on the people you've heard on the show. That's 3W's MikeHardingFolkShow.com, and there's loads of stuff on there. Links through to all the artists' websites. There's stuff about folk festivals. There's a gallery of folky photographs. There's loads of stuff. And there's also a donate button should you wish to throw a few bob at the show to keep it afloat. Now, 100 years and 1 week ago, that wonderful English poet Edward Thomas died at the Battle of Arras in the Great War. And that fine, fine Irish poet, Tony Curtis, who's a great friend of mine, has written a beautiful poem about Edward Thomas. And I wish I'd been able to read it in last week's show, which is the anniversary, the 100th anniversary of his death, the 9th of April. But I'm just a week out, 100 years and 1 week out. But here's Tony's poem, Easter Monday, 1917. I'm going to follow that with a beautiful tune, Hector the Hero, played by Jenna Reid. This is Tony's poem for Edward Thomas, and as Tony says, for all of those who fell in the Great War. Easter Monday, 1917. The morning after Christ rose from the dead, Philip Edward Thomas ascended into heaven from a field in France. They must have just missed each other in the lane. Shadows, though the mud of Arras and the mud of Calvary must have been on their hands and on their boots when they stepped into the light. Thank you. Well, I think that's one of the most beautiful versions of that great tune ever. Jenna Reed from the album Transatlantic Sessions, Series 3, Volume 2, with Hector the Hero. And just as an introduction to that, you heard me reading Tony Curtis's beautiful poem, Easter Monday, 1917. Now, it's a source of constant pleasure and delight to me to come across great singers and musicians who are just playing at a local level in the clubs and the pubs, just content to let their art be, to do it wherever. One such is Mark Dowding, who's a North Country lad, a Lancashire lad, great dialect speaker, great dialect reciter, and a great dialect singer. And he's also got a very fine tenor voice and a beautiful way, I think, with songs. He's just released a new album called The Well-Worn Path, and from it this is his version of a song called Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Sometimes called Buddy, Can You Spare a Dime? Terrific, terrific song written by Yip Harburg, great American songwriter, and it became almost an anthem of sailors and soldiers during and after World War II, because it was really about the Great Depression and the kind of world that they'd inherited. I think Mark does an absolutely stunning version of this great song.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there were fields to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done, brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al, it was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal, brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al, it was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal, buddy, can you spare a dime?
Great. What a great version of that song. Brother, can you spare a dime? Mark Dowding from his new album, The Well-Worn Path. Now, that great young Americana singer, songwriter Corrine West is over in the UK on a tour from the 27th of April onwards. She opens at Otterton Mill, Otterton, then goes on to Swanage, Otley Courthouse, The Folly, Settle, Roses Theatre, Tewkesbury, then all over the place up to Scotland, back down to Eastbourne, then to Barry in Wales and Twickenham when she finishes on the 14th of May. You can find all her tour dates at www.corinewest.com. You'll get a link through from our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Do go and see her if you have the remotest chance, because live she is simply wonderful. For those of you who won't be able to get there, here's Corinne West with her new single, a beautiful version of the Brian McNeil song, The Yew Tree.
Mile frapin' Catlin on the road to the sea stands a yew tree 1,000 years old. And the old women swear by the gray of their hair that it knows what the future will hold. For the shadows of Scotland stand round it, mid the kale and the corn and the kye, all the hopes and the fears of 1,000 long years under a Lothian sky. My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see? Did you look through the haze of the lank summer days to the south and the far English border? All the bonnets of steel on Flodden's fair field, did they march by your side in good order? Did you ask them the price of their glory when you heard the great slaughter begin? For the dust of their bones would rise up, fray the stones, to bring tears to the eyes of the wind. My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see? Not once did you speak for the poor and the weak when the moss trippers lay in your shade, to count all the plunder and hide for the thunder and share out the spoils of their raid. But you saw the smiles of the gentry and the laughter of the lords at their games, when the poor hunt the poor across mountain and moor, the rich man will keep them in chains. My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see? Did you know, think to tell, when John Knox himself preached under your branches, say black to the poor common folk who would lift up the yoke of the bishops and priests, pray their backs? But you knew the bargain he sold them, and freedom was only one part. For the price of their souls was gospel so cold, it would freeze up the joy in their hearts. My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see? And I thought as I stood and laid hands on your wood that it might be a kindness to fell you. One kiss of the axe and you're free, fray the racks of the sad bloody tales that we tell you. But a wee bird flew out from your branches and sang out as never before. And the words of the song were 1,000 years long, and to learn them a long 1,000 more. My bonny yew tree, tell me, what can you see? A mile frapin' Catlin on the road to the sea.
A mile frae Pencatland on the road to the sea. The Yew Tree, the great Brian McNeil song from Corrine West. That's her new single. And like I say, The Lass is on tour from the end of this month through into May. And check out our website by going through ours, www.mycardingfolkshow.com. Just got time for one more song. I'm going to play another track from the new Tim O'Brien album, Where the River Meets the Road. In every sense, this album is a returning of Tim to his roots in West Virginia, in the mountains of West Virginia in particular. And this song I've chosen now is a warning against the dangers of the demon drink. It's a classic of its kind, and it's called Drunkard's Grave.
I once knew a man, owned houses and land, was wealthy, noble, and brave. Whiskey, beer, and gin, they got the best of him. Now he lays in a drunkard's grave. Oh! Presence do not shrink, but pray to God that he their soul might save. Theirs will be an awful fate if they wait till it's too late, for they'll lay in a drunkard's grave. Oh, how lonely, oh, how sad, just to think of the strong drink they crave.
Drunkard's Grave from Tim O'Brien's new album, Where the River Meets the Road. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to join us next week for another thrill-packed hour and a lot of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. In the meantime, please spread the word, keep the faith and mind how you go. In particular, watch out for Ginny Greenteeth. Yeah. Ta-da.